You ever just feel like maybe there's no more heroes left in man?
No.
Do you ever just feel like perhaps society could be fixed if just one guy did a really good job one time?
I feel like, if anything, we are like, we have too many heroes. We need fewer heroes. We need some people who are willing to, like, live to live another day and not die fighting the villains.
I mean, but does being a hero necessarily mean dying?
It seems like it.
In the world of the Proto-Men, yes.
Well, hey, the world of the Proto-Men is what we're taking a step into today on Eidolon Playtest, Eidolon Playlist.
Yeah.
We are discussing the Proto-Men, also known as the Proto-Men Act 1, because they renamed it after they realized, wait, we're going to make a second album.
Yeah.
We originally, I think we mentioned Molly on like an old design session, like, ooh, we got some ambitious plans for April Fool's Day this year. We were going to do all three acts on one day on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
And then we realized, hey, we have to do like a soft relaunch of our show that coincides with like the complete first draft of a complicated new tabletop RPG. We don't have time to do that.
No, we don't.
That's a lot of effort to get done in a short span of time. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know. I would still, we're going to finish the series, you know, but not
we are going to do all three Proto-Men albums. Yeah.
And if they release a fourth, I'm staring at them. If they release a fourth, we can talk about
it. No, they're not going to release a fourth album. They're going to release part two of the third album.
Right, of course, yes. If they release a fourth album.
They're going to release the DLC for album three.
Exactly.
I can't believe they fucking did it. I can't fucking believe they decided to do that.
We're talking about the Proto-Men, everybody's favorite 80s throwback video game rock and roll band. Started in the mid-2000s as just some college kids with an NES and a dream.
this is a 2005 album?
I believe 2005, yes. Yeah.
Okay, Penny Arcade is big.
Penny Arcade is sweeping the gamer nation.
Yeah.
And in the dark annals of the Penny Arcade forums, there's people going, whoa, you guys hear these fucking guys making a rock opera about Mega Man? Check this shit out.
I heard about this on Gaia Online.
And a little teenage Luke is like, holy shit, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard. Oh my god.
It's pretty good. This is honestly better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, let's go around the horn. Molly, you and me have both been fans long time, right?
I've been in this close to from the start.
Yeah, I wasn't there in 2005, but I was definitely there by, like, 07, maybe.
Yes,
you know?
I was there before 2010 for sure.
I was there in time for the Act 2 album to drop and, like, be around for the hype around that.
When was that? Because I
think 2009, I want to say.
Okay, then yeah, I must have been around the same time.
Yeah, yeah. But... Yeah, Crystal, you told us this is your first time ever listening to the Proton Men.
Yeah, I think I reflexively dismissed these guys because I'm like, geek rock,
right.
Mega Man, rock opera, come on.
Sure.
Then I listened and I was like, you know what, this is like invigorating. This is like great workout music.
Yes, 100% it is. And that's only going to improve as we go here, I think. I think Act 3 is great workout music.
Act 2 is not good workout music.
That's true. Act 2 is not quite the same vibe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that the dark middle chapter?
Literally, it's the prequel, yes. So it's less like hard rock.
Okay.
But it is also the dark middle chapter.
Yeah, well, but they're all dark.
This is the dark middle chapter.
Okay.
None of them are happy.
No.
Iris, what are your feelings about the Proto-Men?
Yeah, so I would not encounter the Proto-Men until I became college Iris, because at that point, that was when I joined the Penny Arcade forums and became friends with Luke. And I was like, man, I'd really like to go to PAX South, but I don't really have the money for it because I'm working a really low paying fast food job. And Luke was like, hey, if you send me your social security number, I can get you a ticket.
Did I ask you for your social security?
Yes. Yes, I did have to give you my social. So your mom could get me a ticket. Yeah.
Right. My mom is retired now, but she was a flight attendant and she got